This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress's special convention voting for new leadership today. Leader Sirwadadeva says he is flexible to maintain party unity. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel vows strong security for House of Representatives election. 175 candidates withdraw from proportional representation closed list ahead of House election. And at least 22 people killed as crane falls on train in Thailand. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress Special Convention is holding voting for a new leadership today. The convention, jointly initiated by General Secretaries Gagan Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sarma, began on the 11th of January. The Election Committee said candidate nominations are complete for the voting and remaining election procedures are underway. Voting will be held for one president, two vice presidents, two general secretaries, eight joint general secretaries and 121 central members. A total of 4,635 delegates are eligible to vote. The convention, originally scheduled for 2 days, was extended to allow negotiations with the party's establishment faction, which opposed the special convention called by over 50% of delegates. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress President Sirwadadeva has said maintaining party unity is his first priority and that he remains flexible to achieve it. Discussions were held this morning between President Deva and General Secretaries Gagan Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sarma to address the dispute related to the ongoing Special General Convention in Kathmandu. The talks were held at the request of supporters of the Special General Convention. According to Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Mahat, Deva said he had been working since yesterday to protect party unity and was prepared to make further sacrifices if needed. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel has said the government is taking strong measures to ensure peace and stability for the upcoming House of Representatives election on the 5th of March. Speaking at the Madhya Province Level Security Seminar today, Home Minister Oriel said the government is providing full support to the Election Commission to make the election free and fair. He added that the morale of security forces will be strengthened to ensure they can effectively carry out their duties during the elections. Minister Arya also emphasized the government's commitment to holding elections within 6 months and fulfilling the spirit of the youth movement. A total of 175 candidates have withdrawn their names from the proportional representation closed list for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. According to the Election Commission, the withdrawals involve 17 election symbols. Candidates were allowed to withdraw until the 12th of January. Assistant Election Spokesperson Kul Bahadur GC said the highest number of withdrawals came from the Lok Tantrik Samaj by the party, which removed 110 names after forming an election alliance with other parties. Other withdrawals include 20 from Janamat Party, 12 from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, 6 from Janadesh Party Nepal and 5 from CPN UML. The upcoming general elections will fill 165 seats through direct elections and 110 seats through proportional representation, forming the 275-member House of Representatives. The self-awareness program aimed at promoting good governance has been held at Simhadhara today in the presence of Prime Minister Susila Kharge. Prime Minister Kharge said the program would help build human resources with ethics, integrity and a sense of service, and stressed the importance of integrating self-awareness into daily life. The Prime Minister added that it encourages individuals to be responsible to its family, society and the nation. The program was attended by ministers, top security officials, department heads and private sector representatives. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Smolik Oribas, has made high-level courtesy visits to Nepal's top leadership following the government's approval of the Labour Immigration Agreement between Nepal and Israel. Ambassador Bass met Prime Minister Susila Kharki yesterday discussing bilateral issues with a focus on the newly approved labor agreement and its implementation protocols. The Israeli ambassador today called on Foreign Minister Balananda Sarma at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, where both sides discussed matters of mutual interest and ongoing cooperation. The labor agreement aims to provide safe, legal and structured employment opportunities for Nepali workers in Israel and to further strengthen people-to-people ties between the two countries. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 22 people have died and dozens more injured after a construction crane fell into a moving train in Nakhon Ratchasima province, north of Bangkok, on Wednesday morning. According to the BBC, rescuers are still moving bodies from the wreckage, and the death toll is expected to rise. The train was carrying 195 passengers and staff members at the time of the accident. Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister and Transport Minister said the governor of the State Railway of Thailand has been called to conduct a thorough and comprehensive investigation. Officials are verifying the identities of the injured and deceased train workers will be compensated. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that the United States will take very strong action if Iran executes protesters amid reports that more than 2,400 demonstrators have been killed in a government crackdown. According to the BBC, Trump, speaking to CBS News, said authorities will act once accurate numbers of deaths are confirmed. He is expected to attend a White House meeting on Tuesday night to discuss the situation. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has reported 2,403 protesters and 12 children killed, alongside nearly 150 government-affiliated deaths, despite an ongoing internet blackout. An Iranian official disputed the figures, blaming terrorists for the violence. U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill aimed at preventing President Donald Trump from seizing NATO territory, including the self-governing Danish island of Greenland. According to Al Jazeera, the NATO Unity Protection Act, introduced on Tuesday, would bar the Defense and State Departments from using funds to blockade, occupy, annex, or otherwise assert control over the territory of any NATO member. The bill, sponsored by Democrat Jeanne Shaheen and Republican leader Murkowski, comes amid concerns over Trump's repeated insistence that Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark, should be brought under U.S. control, even by force if needed. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. The rest of the country is expected to have mainly fair weather. Mist and fog in the Tarai region are gradually clearing afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress Special Convention voting for new leadership today. Leader Sirwada Deva says he is flexible to maintain party unity. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial vows a strong security for House of Representatives election. 175 candidates withdraw from proportional representation close list ahead of House election. And at least 22 people killed as crane falls on train in Thailand. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.